Yeah, we're down 2-0, and that's why we play best of seven, right? They're gonna bring out all the stops, and they have a pretty strong advantage right now. But you know, they won 2 games at our place. We're gonna go try to do at least that at theirs, and get this thing right again. I got a lot of confidence in our hitters. I think our hitters are gonna do something special in Washington.
How do you assess what you did today? I mean, you called it Christmas facing Scherzer today. Obviously, you pitched very well.
Yeah, it's disappointing. Disappointing knowing if I put up a zero in the eighth there, we're tied 1-1, you know, potentially. So that's what I'm really down about right now. I know I threw the ball well and had good stuff, located the ball well and kept him off balance, but it all comes down to the end of the game. That's the way it is in the playoffs. We're pitching against very tough pitchers like Max. It's you got to match zeros and do it today. He pitched great. Tip your hat.
At the tail end, did you feel like you still had a lot left in
the
tank?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's pitch I'm trying to throw to Eaton there, and I got a ground ball. He put good wood on it and placed it perfectly. Not the pitch I'm trying to throw to Trey Turner, but it was the pitch I was trying to throw to Big City. I mean, he made a good swing. I've seen him do that in the postseason several times. I know he's a quality at bat coming off the bench, and any big spot he's gonna be ready. He's got a knack for it. But yeah, I had plenty left. I wasn't tired at all. Wasn't losing command or anything. I messed up one pitch to Eaton. Other than that, I was pretty sharp.
Adam, when you go into a start, no matter what, I mean, the other offense could be the 27th Yankees. Do you think it all depends on how the pitcher pitches to put up a zero? Like, the offense doesn't get to dictate much.
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, in the postseason, you got most of the time you got most of the best pitchers in the game going out there and laying everything on the line. You know, if a great pitcher like Max or Sanchez goes out there and doesn't miss any spots and locates everything and is nasty and keeps the ball up and down and in and out and doesn't miss a whole lot over the middle of the plate, it's going to be tough on hitters. You know, it's just the way it is. It's just pitching always wins these kind of situations. But, you know, their pitchers are pitching great. You know, there's nothing more I can say than that.
Adam, you volunteered a minute ago that you have a lot of confidence in your hitters. These 2 days aside, when this offense is at its best, what gives you that confidence?
Well, we just have a lot of thump in the middle of our lineup, a lot of guys who can get on base. We have more speed on this roster than we've had in a long time. A lot of different ways to beat you. We just got to start getting on base and, you know, making those pitchers over there sweat a little bit. But, I mean, sometimes there's nothing you can do about it if pitchers are locked in like those guys have been doing. So it's not going to get any easier. We're going to face two very tough pitchers our next 2 games in Washington. We got to be ready to play. We got a couple tough pitchers of our own to throw out there. So you know, we've pitched a pretty good game the last 2 games. We just got to get those timely hits and get people on base.
Adam, from a pitcher's perspective, you're facing an offense that you can see is scuffling a little bit. Can you feel the team pressing when you're on the mound?
Nationals are
scuffed? No, in the abstract, oh. When you're pitching and you're facing a team that's scuffed.
No, I never put any stock into that. I never. I always, in my mind, the game is always 0-0, and I've got to hold it right there. You know, the second that you give in to that other team is scuffling, that's when you give up crooked numbers. Yeah, I'm feeling better.
Thank you, Dan.
Yeah, curveballs sharp, and fastball command is good. Cutter was a little sloppy today, but I threw some good ones, but also threw some really bad ones. That's what Taylor hit out. You know, that was my only mistake in the middle of the plate for a while there, and you know, good hitters hit balls like that out of the park. So, yeah, I feel as good or better right now than I have. I can't even remember how long. I'm hoping to, you know. I didn't feel like today was my last day. I feel like this team's going to get me back home and give me a chance to hopefully close it out. We'll see.
Adam, just talk about the crowd when you left the game there, standing ovation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was awesome. I love these fans we have, and they're doing a great job right now making me feel loved here in the city. But, you know, I wish I could have put a zero up on for him in the eighth there. Well, he's tough without shadows, you know, but it's always hard to pick his stuff up. But he was doing a good job of pitching a little bit more down than I've seen him. You know, he was throwing that fastball down. You know, when he was throwing those fastballs down to me, it looked like they were just about to skip off the dirt, and then they kind of just ride in there. But he's working his slider and changeup off of that to the hitters the rest of the day, and that's tough, man. He's good stuff. He's a good pitcher. Shadows or not, he's a great pitcher.
Yeah.